Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Thursday show. It's like 6/29/2023. Old Hawks on the air. Well, now, I'm just going to start out with a we told you so kind of a thing from, oh, I don't know, what's it been, 3 years? How long has Old Hawk been talking about the loony balloons and giving you all the information from the backside and from people who know what the balloons were? And now I'm seeing it on Neil Cavuto is talking. Oh, were these balloons? He's talking to a congressman from Ohio. And there's been several articles about it. Oh, that apparently these balloons that the Chinese used had a package of sensors and microphones and cameras and videos and all the different signal intelligence stuff that just may have been created by Americans or made, you know, according to American patents. Oh, isn't that interesting? We told you that years ago. These loony balloons allegedly were created by DARPA and the packages and the sensor pack. You got a balloon up there, but you got a nice long 30-foot platform with every kind of electronic type of surveillance type equipment. Scopes, cameras, transmitters, transceivers, sensors, radars, LIDAR, all the different stuff. This thing can see down, probably down 1,000 feet in the ground. And all of that stuff allegedly was created by DARPA to be used for the American Defense Department against our enemies. And now you see, they gave that at some point to Google. Remember Google? And they had Google balloons, and they were really nice. They wanted you, people out in the huckster land. They wanted you people out there in the farmland and Kansas and Iowa and, you know, West Texas and, you know, Nebraska and Colorado. They wanted all of you to have broadband. Wasn't that nice? And then we started tracking all of them. How many years ago was it, people? What was it, 3, 4? We started tracking all that stuff for you. And we started noticing, we dug into it, and we found out, remember? I even told you that we saw the picture of the platform, that it was done by some company in London, England, or outside of London, somewhere in England. But that we'd also seen that, and then that was the deal. But that was a new company coming in, you see, to make them. But then Google had them, and then Google was using, allegedly, and I even gave you back in those days, the fact that it was probably the Red Chinese affiliated corporation launching some of theirs. And then even the Red Chinese military and Navy off the coast of California launching them. Do you remember about 3 years ago or whenever that big launch was, an Elon Musk launch at in Cape Canaveral about 3 years ago or whatever it was, and we said that this Google balloon was right on the same latitude getting ready and going over, and they have an ionic engine. They have an engine. That's also in the new information. Oh, that these balloons can be steered and maneuvered around and all of that. Well, we told you all that years ago, and the Congress still don't get it. They still don't understand it because they're a bunch of dumb jerks, or they're bought too. But somebody, at least in Ohio, is talking about it and bringing it up, and then the congressman from Montana is going and reacting to what you people are telling him because you're still seeing the loony balloons. And you were seeing them last week, and they were in Montana. They were in the Dakotas. Now, today, I'm going to tell you where they're at in just a minute, or where this morning. And I think this afternoon, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to say it one more time. Allegedly, DARPA created this concept of these balloons. They then provided that information, and then there were platforms were made, the balloons were made to do surveillance. Now then, they gave it to Google, and then remember at the beginning of this year, Google announced they're getting out of the balloon business, and they're turning all of that balloon stuff over to Raven Aerostar out of South Dakota. Allegedly, Raven Aerostar allegedly is an off-the-shelf corporation owned by DARPA. And also now, allegedly, that a portion of it might be owned, allegedly, by something called TCON out of TCOM or TCON out of Maryland. You remember I told you that about 3 weeks ago. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a situation here where the loony balloons are still being flown, but they're being flown by a wholly owned subsidiary, allegedly owned by DARPA and allegedly this TCON. All right. But TCON allegedly owns the surveillance rights for overseas, okay? But it is all about surveillance. And that surveillance is picking up every bit of military, civilian communications, all signal intelligence from any kind of signal being done. They can use LIDAR, radar. They can do all kind of stuff. They can look down with that LIDAR down, you know, and take away the stuff. They can also go on down with the penetrating stuff that they can see down maybe 1,000 feet below those bases. They can watch what's going on and vacuum up information from some of the underground bases. So we've been telling you the truth all this time, and then now they're just getting the concept. Now I heard, I saw in one article in the early AM, and I thought I had it posted up on my computer, but I don't. And that thing said, well, we know they were collecting information, but there's no evidence they ever sent it to the Chinese satellite, okay? So, therefore, nothing is really harmed. Well, bull crap, BS, you know, horse hockey, whatever you want to call it, bull dung, whatever you want to call it. We told you how many times now. We gave you about three different types of highly unusual, anomalous, burst transmission things being done by the red Chinese that were seen on spread spectrum analyzers. We talked about, let me just see if I can recall for you. Whoop, 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 whoop. The washing machine, remember that? Whoop, 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 whoop. And then we had another one that was using a burst transmission that had initially been in the 1950s, one of the first ones used, and that initially was done point to point, was where everybody knew who was talking to the other person. But in this one, they used it, and it was done encrypted. And it was an encrypted thing that the NSA apparently probably couldn't block. Of course, then again, the NSA would have to know that DARPA made these damn balloons for them, and then now they're giving them to the red Chinese. But now the red Chinese, you know, on Google, they say, oh, no, we're giving them back to Raven Aerostar. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, I assert it is my opinion, which you have a right to an opinion. It is based upon some very interesting things. We had another one of those burst transmissions I told you about. It was also one that had been initially used earlier, but it was like, and they say, oh, there wasn't enough time for them to send it to the Chinese spy balloon. It just got sent. And they send it spread spectrum. They send it multi-frequency spread spectrum. It hops, you see. And then if somebody is sitting there eating their ham sandwich or their soya burger with the pimple face and drinking Diet Mountain Dew, in the bottom of the dadgum NSA Pelzel Palace, if they ain't paying attention and they're thinking about turning into transgender purple people eaters or some crap, then they missed the all that stuff was transmitted to the Chinese. We had information talking about when they sent them balloonies down there by the border. Remember I told you how they sent them by the border? And that when the red Chinese were coming across, that we had information, we had info, allegedly, of course, could all be satire, of course, allegedly had info that they were downstroking information as to where to send the red Chinese saboteurs and spies coming across the Texas and the Arizona borders, our New Mexico borders, where that they should go to report to get money, to get transportation like a truck or a car or a boat to take them where they needed to be, because they were also coming up the river from Louisiana and different places. Remember how we had all the information about the lady driving the six red Chinese guys, and she was in the Suburban or big SUV, and she got pulled over in Texas by some good people, by the way. And they asked her, and she didn't have the right ID and all that stuff. And none of these guys, they all were young, military age, apparently didn't speak English. And they asked her where she was taking them. She was taking them to Houston. Well, Houston is the big hub of where all them Chinese spy activities been out of. Consequently, we had that. And then before they could get them arrested and taken somewhere, let's say that the sheriff's department that had them pulled over for bad tag speeding, whatever it was, and then discovers that there's a problem here, and none of these guys, none of them have any ID or anything in any of their pockets, okay? No pocket litter, no wallets, no pictures, no keys, no money, no nothing. And she's taking them to Houston to the, what was it, I believe it was the Hilton Hotel or whatever, wherever she was taking them. Could have been Hyatt or, I don't know. It was one of the big hotels. And then before they could take them even in there to jail, they were informed out on the road that the federal government, the DOJ, was involved now, and that they were to stand down and not to arrest all these people or transport them. So then they had to take them into town. They then put them on, some kind of federal bus or something. They took them somewhere else. So that tells you right there that our government is in league, a large portion of it, because Red China Joe allegedly has been bought, don't you know, which is becoming more and more evident every day by the Red Chinese and other people. But oh no, Trump did everything. Oh yeah. But Trump isn't the solution to all of this. The solution to the problems we have today is our Father in heaven and his Son, the Lord Jesus. All right? That is the solution to the problem. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior, and to wash you clean by his blood. The blood of Jesus will wash you clean. So we've told you all of this now for years. Now you can see it, and now you can understand, well, this is the truth, and therefore it must mean that our top slot people are compromised at the DARPA, at the NSA, at the FBI, at the CIA, the DIA, the EIEIO, the Pentagram, the White House, all up and down the line. And then Congress can't get past their $250 luncheons, And only a few of them can understand what's going on with it. None of them understand AI. And they're still telling people about AI how, the U.S. is way ahead. No, we ain't. China's way ahead. Russia's ahead. Iran's ahead. Iran's come out and said they can hit us now with their hypersonic missile and hit the United States in 40 seconds. A minute, 2 minutes. That's all there is to it. Heck, they probably got one on an Iranian freighter sitting somewhere off the coast of New York. What do you figure? Oh, I think they already did that, didn't they? They already did that when we lost a certain TWA, right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better be getting you some more chunky soup. And I laugh because I've told you that now for years and years and years, and people thought it was cute. A lot of people took it to heart and actually went and bought some. All that stuff. And all the information about the Bidens is already known by the FBI and all these people. They ain't going to do anything about it. DOJ. it's getting pretty wild weasel. I will say this. Did you see the story? I know that Steve published it, and I saw it early a.m. from somebody who sent it to me and Steve. And it was in Seattle, a homeowner comes home, an older man comes home, and he sees the door's been broken into, and he sees some stuff, you know, laying on the floor, knocked over on a table or whatever. And then this guy who's the burglar has a pitchfork and comes to try to stab him with the pitchfork, knocks him down. He kind of gouges the side of his eye with the pitchfork. The man who owns the home rolls over and gets out of there, goes to his bedroom to get his gun. He goes and brings back his handgun, and it jams and it won't work. So, you know, he can't shoot the guy. The guy's coming in with the pitchfork again. So the guy takes a samurai sword and fights him with the samurai sword, and then stabs the crap out of him with the tanto point. So I'm going to tell you what, you better get you your machetes, your several handguns, and keep them clean and loaded at all times. You might as well make sure that if you can. And I'll tell you what, there was years where you couldn't, and a lot of people still carried, even though they weren't supposed to, at least in the vehicle. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Going to be judged by 12 or carried by 6. You know what I'm saying? I always preferred the judgment if necessary. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of states, Missouri, Kansas, Florida. Vermont's always had. Vermont, you could carry any way you wanted to all along. All the different places now I've gone to, not a registered concealed carry, but you can conceal carry or carry openly in a lot of cases without any kind of paperwork, anything else. You just have to be, you have to do it legally. You know, it's a constitutional carry. So when I say you ought to be well healed, you ought to be well healed. And if a guy with a pitchfork comes at you, I'm going to tell you what, all you got to do is remember, I was afraid for my life. A guy comes with his fist and he's, coming to hit you or kick you. I was afraid for my life. A guy comes at you with a stick, a crowbar, whatever it is, or he has a knife or whatever. I was afraid for my life and I defended myself. And that's all you say. Ask for the attorney. Don't tell him any dadgum stuff or don't do anything. But you'd better be getting ready to defend yourselves, if nothing else, against these demonic, crazed, demonic, possessed, devil-possessed goofballs and criminals all over the place, all right? And if you just take them out, that's where you're going to have to be, I'm going to tell you. And now, you see, Walgreens has got a transgender clinic, allegedly, in a lot of these Walgreens now, so they could give them the good drugs, the good blockers of all their puberty and ruin their life allegedly forever and all of that kind of stuff and tell them where to go, who the doctors are that will cut their breasts off or their male genitalia off or whatever. This is getting wild weasel time. And God bless all the people who talk to me about the wild weasel and different stuff. Old Baxter, Iowa, Crescent, Pennsylvania, a lot of different places I hear from these people. All about good stuff. Oh, I tell you, Freehold, New Jersey, that's another. And then Buffalo, New York, and all the good people. And thank you for saying hello and writing little notes and letters and stuff and all the different things. May the Lord Jesus bless you and protect you against all evil. And I'm not mentioning everybody who's ever, written me anything or sent me anything. I'm just telling people, God bless all of you out there. And I pray that the Lord Jesus will protect you and your family against all evil, that he will make sure that you stand in the gap, but he'll give you a place to keep your family in sanctuary. But if there are others of your members of your family that feel the urge to protect and to defend and to stand against evil, then by all means, make sure they understand exactly what it is they're doing and provide them with the body armor, provide them with the rifle, the shotgun, the the handgun, the pistol or the revolver, or provide them with sticks and clubs and, machetes or whatever it is you got. You may not be able to buy a firearm, and you may not have Uncle Joe or Grandpa John who's got an extra 22 or a 12 gauge or something that they don't use, or they could help you with that. But if you do have somebody who's got an extra, get an extra. If you can't afford to buy a 12 gauge pump or a 223 or a 7.62 but 39 semi-automatic AK variant, okay, or a deer rifle with a scope, I don't care. You put that on them, you can keep a lookout down the street. You see the wrong thing coming, you just eating your cheeseburger or your pizza pie, probably on one of them illegal wood-fired ovens, out in the backyard. See somebody coming and they're the wrong stripe, or they're the coming you think to get you, then just keep an eye on them. If they're starting to come down your way, handle them out there at, 600 yards, 800, 1,000. Old Mickey, he might pop them at 1,300. Old Big Mac, I don't know how far he could get out, but he could get out a long way. A long way out. And then boys on them 50s. I remember Bo Greitz telling me when he took Ronnie Barrett's 50 cal, he took the semi-automatic version of the 50 caliber rifle, and he took that to the Mujahideen, and they had him take it up there. Ronnie Barry had him took it up there, and they were up in the mountains with the Mujahideen. It's back years ago when they were fighting the Russians and all the different stuff, And Bo said that he had this good old boy, this one of the Muslim sharpshooters there in the Mujahideen. And Bo said, watch this. And they had a target that was whatever, 2,000 yards away or 3,000, whatever it was. It's way far out there, all right? It was like a mile out or whatever or more. And the guy had a special optics that he was watching the scope, watching it with Greitz. And Greitz said, watch this. And Greitz said, I turned, I sighted in, I pulled one. Pulled the trigger once, shot around, and hit dead on the bullseye. And the guy said, oh, that's pretty good. He said, but I could do that. I could do that with my rifle and aiming different things, And Greitz says, well, then see if your rifle will do this. And then Greitz said he looked down, he got it sighted in again, then he turned his eyes up at the guy, and then he kept pulling the trigger, pow, 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 pow. And he put all the rounds of that semi-automatic Ronnie Barrett special in the bullseye. And then that's when the old Muslim guy, the Mujahideen, said, Allah Akbar, okay? That's when he cried out, Allah Akbar, all right? So I'm going to tell you what, you got one of them old 50s out there somewhere? I don't. I couldn't afford one of them, never could, but I know people that have had them in the past, in the old days. And so the fact of the matter is, you can reach out and touch somebody, And when the time comes, if it's somebody to come to do you harm, or if it's the elements of a red Chinese military or some kind of a strange invader or a Russian Spetsnaz, or you heard about the guy down the street got killed by the Spetsnaz or by the Chinese, and you see somebody coming electing that way, well, then you're sitting there with your pizza, your cheeseburger. Well, you might just want to dial it in, handle the business, and then, pay it no never mind and go back to eating your cheeseburger. I know that's what Big Mac would do, buddy. He's a tough son of a gun. But anyway, I'm telling you, it's coming down to cases real quick. Steve Quayle's told you on his last Steve Quayle 2.0, QPOS 2.0, I did talk to Steve yesterday. He's doing better, and that's good. But keep him in good prayer, and I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus, go right now to Brother Quayle. Go to Brother Quayle, Lord Jesus. Go to him and touch him and let him know that you're touching him, and let him know that you're going to provide him continually medical miracles and restore him fully back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. and to Ronnie up in Iowa. And there's a lot of good people. There's good people up there in Dunlap and in Baxter and all kind of other places in Iowa. And, you know. But, and Nebraska, Kearney, Beatrix, you know, all different kind of places. So I'm just trying to say that to Ronnie out there, may Lord Jesus provide you medical miracles. And may he restore you back to health. And maybe he can improve everything and improve all the things and make sure before you get any other procedures or regimens of treatment that you get tested again. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray you go to Ronnie in Iowa. I pray that you go to him, Lord. You'll touch him all up and down his body, and that you will make sure and remove any foul material, any kind of a thing that should not be there, any kind of a cell or cancerous cell that should not be there. Lord, remove it from his body right now. Let him know that you're doing it, Lord. Give him the fire. Give him the electricity in his bones. Let's say, Lord Jesus, you remove it and restore him back to health. In your name I pray. And to the Nunamakers, may Lord Jesus provide the Nunamakers with medical miracles, both of them. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, touch the Nunamakers. You know who they are. They have a wonderful mission for you. Touch them and provide them each the medical miracle they need at this moment. And there's so many others out there, and I can't name every name, and I don't remember every name. But I try to keep track of it, and by golly, we get some good results, because Lord Jesus, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Anyway, the interesting thing, though, than these loony balloons, you know, is that they're still providing information, and they say, oh, well, they didn't have time to give it off to the satellite. There you go. That was just two different transmissions right there. Burst transmissions, where you have a whole packet of energy. And, I mean, you can see on a spread spectrum thing, you can see the packets of energy being discharged. You can see all the waterfalls of all the stuff. Now today, west of Brookings, South Dakota, BAL 628, 59,700 feet. HBAL 634, 58,600 feet, south of Sioux Falls, okay? HBAL 635, 58,400 feet, east of Sioux Falls, over I-90. So that's what was up there basically today. And then there's been a lot of other activity. But you see, they're up there and they're naming them. They're not going off the record with them. And then they're at above 55,000. That means they don't have to squawk, but they're squawking now because they're getting attention. You're putting attention on them out there. And if you've got a congressman, you let them know that, by golly, these balloons were created initially by DARPA and that they were made in the United States components and also some made in England and different places. And you know they've been copied by the Red Chinese by now. And there was a Red Chinese-affiliated corporation down in Texas. I ain't naming that name again, but I did one time. That's involved in all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Two Gulfstreams, 5, went from Andrews. Really going fast west over Tennessee at 40,000 feet earlier today. I'll tell you what, we got a lot of people watching these planes and all the stuff. Keep doing it. And let's tell you what. Over what they say, 130 million people are affected by the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Chicago to Maine, New York, all through the Great Lakes, down even into Georgia now. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Des Moines, Iowa, all these different places. why don't we provide some air tankers or something and go up to Canada and help them put out their dadgum forest fires? You see, this is just like, and Brother Quayle, somebody sent him one, and it's this. Let me read this to you. Let me read this to you right here. Remember A.A. Allen? He used to be the TV preacher. He was a good one, man. I'll tell you, he had an excellent band, all right? And this somebody, I won't say who it is, sent this to Brother Quayle. And they says, Steve, I felt the Holy Spirit linked the smoke covering the East Coast currently with A.A. Allen's 1954 July 5th Sword and Cup Vision. Sword and Cup, C-U-P Vision, A.A. Allen, 1954 July 5th. And towards the end of his vision, a skeleton as a black cloud stops above the Great Lakes where the fires are currently and blows puffs of white vapor that looks like smoke towards New York City. New York City was hit first with the smoke, by the way. And then the skeleton in the vision covers the entire East Coast with smoke. As of June 29th, the entire East Coast is covered with smoke. And now the rest of the vision goes in order and it will come to pass. And here's what the rest of the vision was. Smoke is blown in the direction of the West Coast. The entire West Coast in L.A. is covered. Then towards the center came a third great puff, which enveloped St. Louis and Kansas City. Then it came towards New Orleans. And then the Statue of Liberty finally chokes on the white vapors and falls into the water. And A.A. Allen is given a verse after seeing the dead statue. He said, a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Joel 2.3. Sirens going off everywhere. Millions of people are falling in the streets, coughing as if their lungs were seared with fire. A few reach shelters. Rockets leap out of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Gulf oceans toward the U.S. None of the interceptor rockets seem to stop the incoming rockets. Aha, he was envisioning hypersonics, wasn't he? All the rockets launched at the U.S. exploded at the same time. Nuclear bombs explode everywhere in the U.S. because the defenders of the nation did not have faith and dependence upon the Lord and living God. And then he says, I believe we're closer to judgment than the majority think. Get right with God and repent, everyone. That's a real good thing. And that's what Brother Quayle told you if you're a subscriber on the Q-Files. Brother Quayle said this could happen any day. The thing is over. You better go out. He says, what more can I say? And then he goes on and says, if you need food, go out and get the food. If you need to get gasoline for your car or extra tanks of gas or cans, get those. If you need firearms, you need this, you need that, you better go do it and do it now because he thinks it could be any time. And Steve also thinks that this is possible. He doesn't say that it guarantees that it will be or anything like that. So it's possible that the 4th of July could be an interesting date. Or sometime in early July or after the 4th. It doesn't make any difference or when it might come, but this thing is going to come like a thief in the night at any given time. So therefore, you need to not quail. Excuse me, I shouldn't even use that term. Don't, you know, sit in your lair and get worried about all of it. Get your list out, your preparedness list. Speed up the preparations. Get whatever it is you can get. You know, I mean, don't sell your children or your wife or anything, you know. Don't sell this, that, and the other or your ranch or anything to do it. Just get whatever you can get. And if you can't afford something or get it, then pray to the Lord Jesus to help you to find somebody or some way that you can be provisioned with that item. And I was talking earlier, if you don't have Uncle Jim or Uncle Joe or Grandpa John who can give you an extra 12 gauge, or maybe he's got a Ruger 10/22 or an old Marlin Ruger 22 or something that he doesn't use anymore very much, he could give you that and at least give you, you know, a couple boxes of 22 long rifle, and you know, you'd have a 500 or 1,000 you know, shots. You could get you something to eat, all right? Or you can put one right in somebody's old brain pan from a couple hundred yards out if you need to, or 50 or 100 or 75 yards, whatever your allowance is. Or if you don't have to shoot anybody, then don't shoot them. But I'm going to tell you what, you may be needing it for the food aspect at some point. The other thing is that if you can't afford that, then I'm going to tell you what, you get you a Louisville Slugger. You get you a Louisville Slugger, all right? You get you a garbage can lid, all right? You get you a hunting knife or a butcher knife or whatever it might be. And you have that at the ready. You get you a ball peen hammer or a claw hammer. I'll tell you what, you had about four or five ball peen hammers in your belt and a couple of hatchets. Maybe a machete and a dadgum, Louisville Slugger. I think you could do some good with it, you know. You know, the French used to use axes or hatchets, smaller axes. And the French would use those axes, and each man would carry about four or five of them. And they would come up within a throwing range of the next army. And then if they didn't have, you know, they might have bows or crossbows or something. But they also had these axes. They would then throw an axe, like, and that was artillery. And those axes would rain down from above, and they'd hit a lot of these people right in the old head or chop your arm off or whatever it is. And then they would take another one out, advance and throw another one, and advance and throw another one, then keep a couple of them for, keep one or two for fighting. You know what I'm saying? This is the time to get, down and dirty and know how to do it. To protect your family, yourself, to stand in the gap against evil on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And it's just amazing, all right? Looking at a picture somebody sent me out of by Bolivar, New York. The smoke looks like it's the worst haze. Can't see any sunlight. There is, it's bright enough, but it looks like a real thick fog, all right? You can see maybe a quarter mile away, but that's it. You know, or maybe 250 yards, you can see the car ahead of you. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This thing is going to be going wild. Going to be going wild. And then if you do not see, somebody sent me one here, and I want to see what it is. Somebody asked me, is it possible the fires are a judgment on Pride Month? I think it's the judgment on Pride year and how the United States turned away. But I don't see the Lord Jesus or our Father in Heaven starting the fires. I see this more as an invasion or pre-invasion, part of an overture to create the smoke of battle. To create the chaos. I think that the Pride Month is more indicative of the fact that at the same time they started the fires, they're also doing Pride Month. They also had the UPS drivers on strike. They also had this one on strike, that one on strike. They have all the kind of things, and then all the cases come up before the Supreme Court, and all of this, that, and the other, and the chaos. Ordo ab chao. And you're going to see more and more and more and more of it. But I think that the Lord has withheld his hands from this planet, withheld his hands from this country. Years ago, Brother Quayle, the Lord told him, he said, Steve, don't pray for your country anymore because I've withheld my hand now from your country because they turned away from my son. And he says to Quayle, he says, pray for individuals and people who listen to your program or people you know, pray for people like that I will protect them. And he said, I will. But he said, don't pray for the country. This thing is all done. Put a fork in it, it's done. Red China Joe has screwed the pooch and taken it off the end of the glide down the backside of the bell curve, baby. And it's smoother than glass, but it's jagged glass. And we're bleeding and squirming and everything all the way. And meanwhile, he tells you, oh, that Bidenomics is going to save you. Oh, yeah. No disrespect to my friend who sent that in about, but I think it's the reverse almost. It's just a symptom of what the smoke is also one of the other symptoms of the things coming against us. But it's that we're being a hand removed of protection because we as a country turned away from the Lord. Oh, now, huh? Well, here's another crazy one. Yellowstone clueless visitor runs screaming, it's hot, after illegal dipping his hand in 174-degree hot springs. That's how crazy people have become. That's how nuts they are. I'm seeing all this stuff on TV, the crime and the different things. I'm going to tell you, don't get caught watching the paint dry. Russia has become an enigma. You know, it's like it's all a mystery of what's going on, and they got all the things, and then Voroshkin and all the people, and then Sorovkin is missing, and Voroshkin now supposedly flying back to Moscow from Lukashenkoville and Belarus and all the different stuff. That's all the stuff here, but I'm going to tell you what. You go to the store and you get you some more chunky soup, Progresso soup, Chef Boyardee, cans of tuna. Get you some nice, good tuna cans. Get you roast beef hash or corned beef hash. Get all the different things, you know. Beef stew. All the different stuff like that that got meat, potatoes, vegetables in it. You can get extra vegetables. You can get some fruit. I'll tell you what, I like some, you know, pears, you know, pear halves. People like peaches or applesauce or whatever it is. Get you some of that. But you got to be careful on some of that. You put it somewhere because these new cans, they tend to leak on the fruit for some reason. I don't know why. And then you've got to get you some kind of a, Brother Quayle's got a site up there on stevequayle.com. where you can go and look up and look at these different solar panel kind of solar generators. There are other places to get them, but you better get some kind of solar stuff. You can see some of it on Amazon, some of it at the Harbor Freight. You know, go find out whatever you can get. Get you some kind of solar capability so you can at least have a light bulb or cycle your refrigerator. You know, by cycle, I mean plug it in, you know, cool it down and run it for about 4 or 5 hours and then take it. And then you got another air conditioner or another refrigerator, plug that one in, run it for 3 or 4 hours. You got a freezer, plug it in, run it for 3 or 4 hours. You see what I'm saying? And then in the meantime, if you've got had two of these doggone things or some kind of way, or you had additional battery backup. Now, people say, well, I can't afford them $500 batteries. Well, you can get different regular lead acid batteries that are like for RVs or marine type units, and you can build battery banks. There's some good places to get solar information, which I always have a problem trying to read that stuff because it gets too complicated. They get into the jargonese of electricity and electronics and bop, 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 and all that. I get lost in the middle of it. So I'm not dumb. It's just that I don't know about that stuff. It's like reading Cyrillic language or something crazy. But here's a place that somebody sent me, a good friend sent me, and it's called cleversolarpower.com. 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 Clever solar power made easy. And they've got all kinds of stuff. Free diagrams, off the grid solar calculator. They have a book they sell. But I'm just looking at the actual site itself, and they have so much information on the site, different articles, different stuff, and they tell you about different batteries and how to use multiple charge controllers and how to connect solar panels to batteries, all the basics. And it says, like, if you had a 3,000 watt inverter, determine the right number of batteries for your 3,000 watt inverter. We'll walk you through the factors to consider and provide examples. They tell you what gauge wire on the cord, you know, the extension cords to connect to these things. All this different stuff. Expert buying guides on batteries, all the different things, server racks, all the different stuff. Best off-grid inverters. They've got all this, and that's at cleversolarpower.com. I don't have anything to do with them other than somebody sent me this, and I thought this information is something that old Hawk can understand, you know? Financially, things are going to get worse. I'm going to tell you, I saw reading in depth over the weekend about the percentage occupancy rates of New York City, Chicago, L.A., of the big skyscraper buildings, you know, the beautiful buildings of this one, that one, the other one, and the offices and all the stuff that used to be jam-packed, and how much money it was worth because the tenants every year were jam-packed to the gills, you see. And consequently, the occupancy rate is so low. Some of them are 60%, 70% empty. Well, you got a building that, I don't know, let's just pick a figure, it's worth $1 billion or $2 billion or something like that, a real estate, and you got a vacancy rate of over 70%. Well, pretty soon, unless you got tons of money, you can't pay for that thing because you're not getting any rent. So all of these things are in the doom loop. They're going to start to crash. This real estate in these big cities going to start to crash. Then they're going to lose revenue, you know, tax revenue. Then they're going to jack the taxes up in New York and Illinois. They're going to jack them up everywhere in these big cities. So consequently, you've got to find a way to get out of them if you're there. And get to some smaller town and maybe to a state, you know, that you can do better in. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't have to be, you know, Florida or Texas, not bad. But now everybody's going to them. They're costing a fortune to get into them. But their tax structure right. You're still free and the economies are booming. But get to some town, you know, maybe the town's got 5,000 or 10,000 people, something like that in it, and then get you a place up in a rural area. Go to town, enjoy the peace and quiet of the town, and prepare like you can't believe. But you may or may not have time to do that. We could be looking this week or next week or tonight or tomorrow or, you know, or 3 weeks from now or a month, 2 months from now. We could be hearing and seeing what we're talking about. Hypersonic missile showdown, kaboom. Let's just say that Iran might be truthful, saying 40 seconds, but let's say within less than 5 minutes, okay? Hypersonic, that means more X number times the speed of sound, okay? What's the speed of sound? 750, I don't know what it is, something like that. So if you're, you know, Mach 5, you know, something like that. Well, then you're five times the speed of sound, all right? Mach 6, six times the speed of sound, whatever it is. So these things can launch and come here and hit targets in less than 5 minutes from any place on the planet. And they zigzag and jig-jag, and then I'll tell you, when you try to acquire them with a fleet, something out there, a carrier group, with their improved Aegis, they can't really track them that well. They might get some kind of a fix on them. Fighter aircraft might be up there. If you could see it or knew it was coming, you might be able to get some kind of fix. But by the time you got the fix, the thing had jig-jag, zip-zip, and up, and you couldn't hold a lock on, so you can't shoot them. And then within less than 5 minutes, where are you going to go? Kaboom! And it doesn't have to be every single city. First thing they could do is knock the power grid out. They could even have little Kim drop his two bombs from his satellites, knock our power grid out, drop them over Nebraska or Western Kansas, and the whole power grid of the entire United States blows out. Read the book, 1 Second After, William R. Forstchen. It's a novel, but it'll tell you the truth. Go look at the congressional studies on the EMP blast that will knock the power grid out. And we're not talking about the sun. That's a whole other solar EMP that can do everything. But as well as the power grid, even the EMP that is blasted from the nukes, that will also hit most of the computers and most of the cars, the electronic ignition. It will hit your various phones. None of your phones are going to work. You see what I'm saying? If you don't have your phone, what you going to do? Oh, man. Do you think you might want to get gas this afternoon? You think you might want to try to take some cash out of your bank? If your bank will let you. Or they may let you, but they'll say, well, what do you need this cash for? You just tell them you're going on one heck of a vacation. And give me my money. Now, while you're sitting over here and you got Trump for handling documents that the President of the United States, he could reclassify them anytime he wanted, and it really didn't do anything with them. In the meantime, guess what? What do you got here? You've got Biden's Iran envoy placed on leave after security clearance suspended amid investigation into possible mishandling of classified material. Biden's Iran envoy placed on leave. This is at CNN Politics. After security clearance suspended amidst investigation into possible mishandling of classified material. Oh, he's the Iranian envoy. Now, I've heard that they're getting ready to give Iran back $20 billion. I also heard today that, quite frankly, I believe that it's possible that the United States, through Yellen and all that, maybe is going to bail out Ukraine and pay off all of their debts. I heard that. Excuse me, ladies. I heard that today. So don't be paying attention to all the little stuff. Note it, but keep your eye on the prize, and the prize is not the next election. The prize is being able to provide water, to purify additional water, to store that water. The prize is, and you got to use those Black Berkey filters, which will go in some of the other water purification systems, the bigger ones that look, you know, like the big coffee pot or something, you know. But the fact is, you better try to get you one of them overnight, and if you don't, if you can find them, sometimes they'll have them at a locally, get them locally. And get extra filters. That's worthwhile having. Get you some. I needed smaller water cans, water jugs, you know, plastic water jugs. I got the 6-gallon ones. I found them at a camping, you know, area of a big sporting goods company. All right. And they're made for water. They're a gray bluish color, and they're not for gasoline, but they're about 6 gallons a piece. I didn't have a couple of those, and so I decided I better get a couple of them. And then I picked up a few rounds of ammunition for the different firearms. One for in case I wanted to go deer hunting, and another in case I wanted to protect myself on the quick, okay, from my hip. All right. So anyway, that's what I did in my latest thing, and I'm tapped out because I got to keep in the game and keep buying my food and all the stuff just like everybody else. And then I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for anybody who sends anything. If you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, and a bit of gold, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver half, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need to put, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And the Brother Quayle, you can get him at stevequayle.com. And he's got gold or silver he can get to you. He can also, his books and his videos and all of those things, and the wonderful private briefings and QPOS 2.0 briefings. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell him Old Hawk sent you. Or go to stevequayle.com and click through. And then for all of those wonderful people in the mountain tribes, in the individual small village, the mountain yards in Indochina, the Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project. Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, PA, 17067. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the stuff is getting ready to go goofball city. And I'm going to tell you need to think about having gas in your car, your truck, and all the stuff, and having an extra gas can for each one. You got to keep them where you can get them. And I'll tell you what, because you're not going to be able to get gas along the way. If you don't think you can get, you know, I'll tell you, it's going to be tough to get when they lock down some of these cities, if they do, which they will. Brother Evenson told us about that years ago on air here with us. He figured they could lock down the big city in about 30 to 40 minutes, you know. And they can. Greg knew because Greg saw the plans for him for Kansas City in Kansas. So if you got to get away, you got to figure out, and you got to get you one of these maps that are the topographical maps that show you all the back roads, the little ponds, the lakes, the mining roads, the fire trails in the mountains that shows you all of it for your entire state. Get you one or two states, get you your own state and one next door to it. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies, the Lord Jesus and America. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, baby. Mickey, you're the best, buddy. Keep your eye on the optics. Road and track and middle L. I've been hearing lots of good stuff about you. And I'll tell you what, you stay away from them old mosquitoes down there. And may you tell your mommy and daddy hello. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare. Just keep getting something else. One other thing on your list. Whatever it be. Get your boots by the door. Get your bags packed for running to the stronghold if you're going to go to your bug out. If you're going to stay home, then figure out something else you could do. Maybe it's to get some bags of sand. You know, like you could get the regular ones, not the small ones. Pile up some bags of sand for a project. So, concrete, rock. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Good night.